W8RCY.
W8RCY, NADDF.
Good morning. I'm just checking in and checking out. I've had a rough couple of days and I haven't slept much in the last couple of days. And I'm not going to be good company on the radio, but I'll get through it. Anxiety issues that I have. But just let everybody know I'm okay. If you don't hear me on the radio for a few days, you'll know why. So everybody have a wonderful day, despite some of the weather. The wind is picking up a little bit already. Just everybody just be blessed. Everybody take care. W8RCY. All
right, Donald, well, take a nap if you can. And I completely dropped call yesterday. It was a crazy day. So when I get to the office, I can either try to get you a buzz or shoot you a text. I want to make sure you get situated. Or if you have a second, you can ask me now.
It was a computer issue I had before the problem happened, and, you know, you refurbished the unit, and I was just wondering now with the refurbished unit why I couldn't do something. That's all, maybe that. But, I mean, it's, you know, here or there. It's not that important. It's just something I'm sure I can do. I can do it on my phones. I can do it on my tablets. I just can't do it on the laptop. I don't know if it's a Google thing or a Microsoft, but right now I'm just not in the mood to really go over that with all the other things that are crashing around me. This year, it's been a rough year, and, you know, just when you think one month comes and goes, next month will be better, but it's not, something else comes up, so, yeah, maybe May will be my month, who knows, I don't want to talk about it over the radio, but, yeah, if you guys don't hear me on the radio, you don't know why, but, you know, I'll be all right, survive 68 years, I can survive another month. W-A-R-C-Y, we're signing out, thanks, though.
All right, Donald. Well, take care of yourself, and we'll talk soon. NADDF.
That is so weird. I know, right? How weird was it?
Hold on, it's something going on over on the VHF side. I'm over there now.
How you feeling?
KE8VSI, KE8VSI. Great, do you copy? Good morning, are you there? KZ8V.
Are you enjoying the wind?
Yes, it is.
It is a bit breezy out there. I noticed my little sunflower thing was spinning 100 miles an hour, so I think we got wind advice, but I heard that too. So there's some possibility of thunderstorms this afternoon, but I didn't hear how great.
Yeah, my antenna fell off the roof again, but of course it's just a temporary. It was just a temporary setup, anyways. Strong enough magnetic bond, so I'm gonna try another plan. I gotta wait for some parts to come in. So at least it's a good test. If it doesn't survive the wind, it's not the right solution.
Wasn't you, I take it, this UHF-VHF antenna? I thought you were talking about that little ladder antenna that I looked up. It looked like a pretty cool idea. Take that, mount it on like a fiberglass stick or something like that, kind of like what you put on your bicycle, and put that up there. Nobody will see it. You know, just paint it all brown or something.
Yeah, the solution I was doing is I had like a piece of sheet metal, and I put my 2x4 Comet antenna on the sheet metal, and it worked really good. It's just there's no easy way to secure it up there. So, but yeah, I'm gonna probably do that. I'm probably gonna go back to the N9TAX antenna. I just didn't have a good way to like mount it. It's gotta be like away from the structure. It can't be like against the wall or anything. It's really fussy with the SWR, and it has no gain on it too. That's the other thing. It's like a neutral gain, unity gain antenna. So you actually lose some, you know, signal when you're doing, especially 70 centimeter. So, but I'm gonna try an idea. I'm gonna clip one of my cutters. It's wide enough where I think I can just clip it to the gutter on the second story, and it might make up for the fact that it's only a unity gain.
Yeah. The other thing you could do is, but I just put the damn thing up. I'm also in an HOA, anti-friendly, but mine is on my back gutter. It's probably only going up about 5 feet. So I just pulled it up on the side of the house and got her up about 5 feet, and nobody said anything. So, you really have to look for it to see it, too. And, you know, and if you paint everything kind of like the same color as the house, nobody notices it. So I think that'll get you where you want to be.
Yeah, and I've got a Comet GP3 sitting in the basement right now. I was actually thinking about painting it the same color as the siding and putting it out there, but that would be, if I could put an outdoor antenna, it would be easier just because I can run the coax from the outside of the house. But I do want to eventually put it in the attic, similar to what Dakota's doing. It's just the problem is running the cable. I don't want to drill a hole to the exterior. I was thinking the easiest way would be to drill a hole to the exterior of the house and run the coax down. They won't say anything about coax. If they have an antenna poking out the roof line, they'll say something, but I don't think they'll say anything about coax. So I don't know. We'll see. Right now I'm just doing temporary solutions until I just do the right thing, go in the attic and mount it.
Yeah, I had another crazy idea too that I thought about. But how you got your vent pipes on the top of your house? You know, it's a little late now, but you could add a vent pipe added in. You know, and then just have the antenna go through the vent pipe and straight up, and maybe nobody would notice it that way either. You know, just have the vent pipe come up, let's say 2 foot or 3 foot, and then put the antenna right in the center of the vent pipe and run that up. And so maybe that might work too. Be a good way to incognito it.
Well, they didn't make the roof so steep. I could go out and climb on the roof, and I wouldn't mind. But the friend, you know, with all the builders and being able to do those prefabricated trusses, they got all these weird sharp angles. And I've seen how the construction workers do it. They just take a bucket truck, and they just go on the bucket truck, and that's how they put the shingles on and everything. So it's like, oh, that's an interesting idea. Or what they do is they, like, put a harness at the top of the roof, like they screw it into the into the roof, and then they have them, they're like hanging from the ropes.
Well, you're going to have to start talking to people out of the area, though.
I don't have a tower to climb. And anyway, the people out of the area, I have no problem talking to them. I just have problems when they link two systems together.
Stuff linked here that you probably don't know about.
I don't need to know about restaurants that are going on in Traverse City. I'm good.
Morning, Wally.
Hey there, bud. What's up? I'm in the coffee line, so my signal's kind of weak. I apologize, but I've been a little under the weather. I got jet flu. I hate flying sometimes, especially these short little planes that they don't take care of very well. And so I ended up with a cold that could kill a horse. So I was just going, are you going to participate this weekend in the set?
I'm not sure. Be doing something, tower work, or who knows. Sure, I'll be doing something. Yeah, 80 degrees down here by Sean's neck of the woods making a delivery today.
Very good. You guys have time for lunch?
Depends on if there's any trucks here in front of me. I'll can let you know here in a couple minutes when I get there.
Hey, Sean, you listening? You might have a busy day today, too, radio-wise. The commander-in-chief is coming into town, so you might be having to make sure everything is working.
What I miss?
Free lunch.
Ooh, mine's just about to go in the microwave.
SWR is in town, and he's near you, and depending how long he has to get staged, he might have chance or time waiting to see what he says.
You say Jeff's buying lunch for everybody?
I didn't hear that part of the conversation, but you're closer to the repeater than I am.
I didn't hear that either. I knew he was coming to town. Where's he going today?
I heard Macomb College in 12 Mile.
They got that area shut down then.
Yeah, as far as I know, 12 Mile High. So I've got people down there and empty shop up here, so I'm going to just eat my brown bag.
Yeah, I'm over here in the corner of the county, so it'll have to be next time, Mr. Jeff.
I guess he's out of the area for you guys, eh?
No, he's nearby, just that Sean's going to have a busy day. He's got to make sure all of his I's and S and P's and Q's and everything else are flawless. So he's part of the deal, too.
Pack of loss. Wally, that 12 Mile and what were the colleges?
I think it's Hoover. Sean might know better, but I think it's Hoover. 12 and Hoover. Is that worth that, Dave? 12 and Hoover? 12 and Hayes? Somewhere like that?
Oh, no, that's out of my area.
Good to keep in mind. You don't want to be anywhere near that. Sure, he's probably coming in Detroit Metro.
Well,
he could also come in Selfridge. They can handle his jet as well. So, either one. But that one nobody's heard. So, you would think, you know, if you're in job of protecting a person, no matter what side of the political fence you were on, you know, you would opt for Selfridge because you can control your crowd there.
Yeah, that's so very true.
Either way, whichever way he goes, east or west, 94 is going to be a mess. And I think they're closing 696. I don't know if you heard about that one yet, Jeff. They're closing 696 here shortly, too, both ways, for a long time.
I thought they already had that.
Yeah, they closed it one direction. They closed it eastbound, I think. Yeah, they closed it eastbound, and I heard in another week or so they're going to be closing it westbound for a while, too. They got all those bridges they have to rebuild. That's what the reason for the closures are.
Man, doesn't seem like that highway's that old.
You would think so. But they sure do work on it a lot. And I know that bridge where they tried to turn it into a park, I think it's over there in Oak Park, I know that that has a lot of pieces that need attention. I had overheard on the radio that a lot of that water that's draining through and ice is falling on cars in the winter, that's going to be a big part of the project. So you have to close the highway almost completely, you know, to redo that bridge. So, but yeah, you're right. It just amazes me, and the perpetual working of the roads. You would think by now, I mean, I'm not a road guy by any means, but you would think by now that they would have that at least figured out for our weather environments, our load environments, things of that nature. I mean, I'm driving on County Line right now, and it's a freaking mess, and it's like, oh my gosh, you know. You wouldn't even want to drive a motorcycle down this thing or a bicycle or anything else, you know, swimming in, you know, the car lane, blah, 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 blah. But these roads, they just don't stop. Even our subdivision, they went so far as to concrete it, and the thing didn't last 15 years. So then they went and shaved it, which I thought was pretty cool, and then put asphalt on top of it. So hopefully that'll be the solution. But, yeah, it's we got some roads that definitely don't hold up very long.
That's for sure. There's a lot of construction going on. Last couple of years was 75 and 23, and you know, just doesn't seem to end.
I will say 75 is nice to drive down now. I can't complain about that. So, okay, sir, I'm gonna let you go. I'm on Radiance Drive, so I'm going to head towards the office, and I'm sure there's going to be 1,000 questions because I've been kind of playing hooky a little bit today, and including not answering the phone, so I'm sure there's a bunch of things that need attention. I'll be clear. SWR and AKPP. See you, Sean. We got to go try that place that I sent you a picture of yesterday. That looked really good. It was really good. Basically, they give you all these meats and you boil them in soup right there at your table. So it was great. Korean barbecue, but it's not really barbecue. It's boil it in soup. Chat later, everyone. And NKPP. Oh, Dave, see you too. Good luck with your antenna. Let me know what you decide.
All right, Wally. Have a good day. Yeah, place of Sean took me a while back on 59 there. That was pretty good. Someday maybe get back in there. Really enjoyed that. Enjoy the sunshine. Talk to you later. KBSWR.
NHKBP.
Here comes the rain. Anyone out there can give me a signal check, see if they hear me on 2.5.
I can hear you just fine, KB8PR. This is KF80YL. You're coming in strong. The first transmission you had an echo, but the second one didn't seem to have that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Who was that? And can you switch over to the 2.5 and here, see if you can hear the repeater okay? I'm not sure where you're at.
Yeah, I probably can't switch over to that. I'm off the BERT repeater up in by Bertrand.
Okay, very good. Anybody in the local area here can come over to 2.5.
This is N1KRT. I just switched over to the 2.5 if you want to come back again. And
okay, where are you right now?
I'm mobile in Huntington Woods, near Coolidge, between 10 and 11 miles.
Fine, you're good and solid. A little noise on you, not much. How are you hearing the machine?
Yeah, it sounded good to me. A little bit of very light static, but I'm in a kind of a wooded area, so that might explain a little bit of that.
Okay, sounds good. I just got to run another test here and I'm done. So hopefully you'll be back on the air permanently, at least for a while. ABPR, thank you.
Alright, yeah, no worries. N1KRD, I'll be listening.
What you doing, Phil? NAKPP.
Putting my repeater back on the air. where are you all?
County Lane Road, basically New Baltimore by the high school.
Yeah, I doubt you'll hear it over there. I don't know if you have 2.5 in your radio or not. It'd be fun to check. Okay, I gotta take it down for a minute here to test something. Back in a little bit, AAB up here.
Get ready for the rain, Wally. It's coming your direction.
Hey, Phil, were you looking for me again? NAKPP.
No, I was just looking for Sean, actually, to see if he can hear the machine where he is. But I think everything should be okay.
Yeah, well, I don't know how many microlinks it's going through, but it sounds pretty good, at least over here. And I'm on the Richmond repeater, so I can give you that analysis. It sounds pretty good on the Richmond repeater.
Yeah, okay. Well, the audio, I think we got straightened out. I just want to make sure. Let me switch over to FBI and tell me how my audio clears. I know the signal's not going to be the same, but hold on, I'm switching now.
November 8, X-ray Zulu.
Okay, audio.
Sorry, we doubled. Go again.
Say it again.
I said, I'm sorry, we doubled. Go again.
Okay, I just don't get an audio check compared to him. I'm direct on 2.6, and I'm going to switch to the other machine. Hold on. Now I'm on my machine. Hopefully the audio should sound comparable.
Audio is significantly better on your machine. Readable on both. Full scale on the meter. But you had a lot more crackle on the FBI.
Yeah, that I knew. RF-wise, it wasn't going to be as good, but I'm just concerned about the quality of the audio. All right. Sounds good. I'm just about back home. So, probably see you on Saturday. Catch you later. AB8 to you.
November 8, X-ray Zulu.
When you were directed significantly down from the audio when you're on the 2.5.
Well, if it matters, I'm on a Hancock inside my house right now, and it sounded about the same level of audio.
Okay, I'm sorry, that was, you were a lot lower than Wally was audio-wise. Where are you? Which machine are you going through?
I'm on a handy talkie inside the house at 13 in Van Dyke in Warren, and I'm going to the FBI machine.
Okay, that time you're much better. You must have got up on the mic. yeah, give me another call. I want to switch between the two and see how it sounds. Give me like a 10 count.
Okay. is November 8, X-ray Zulu, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
His audio is really low.
2, 1.
Phil, what are you looking to do, Phil? W8FE.
Just I put the repeater back where it belongs. I'm just checking to make sure everything's still got the good levels and everything. I didn't mess anything up.
Right, I understand that. Okay, I understand completely what you're doing. And here's the thing. When you switched over to the 2.6, you were lower than when you were coming through the 2.5. So what do you want to accomplish? Tell me what you want to do, and I'll tell you what's going on. You sound real good right now coming in on the 2.5. Good audio level, good and strong.
Okay, well, let's leave it at that. You're listening on the 2.6, though, right?
Yes, I am. But when you switched to the 2.6 directly, you were significantly down. So almost to the point where I wonder if I got something going on over here.
Yeah, I noticed that when I was talking to Wally, and I listened to 2.6, he was pretty low, too, compared to what I'm hearing on 2.5. I mean, it's possible. Can you hear the repeater at 2.5 where you're at?
I don't know. I'm way up here by the shop at Mount Clemens, and I could fuddle around, but I don't even know if I have it in the radio here, my work radios.
Oh, okay. It's showing it's getting 60 watts out of the duplexer, which is kind of what I expected. So hopefully everything's good now. And this thing just hums along and doesn't give me any more grief. It's like having a child.
All right, I can hear it quite well. I'm at Cass and Gross, but I can hear it quite well.
Excellent. Okay, very good. All right, putting it to bed. If it behaves, you can get it supper. All right. So, I'm just about back home. Okay, I'll catch you later. Thanks for all the help. AVAP.
W8FU.
KABB.
It's time to go home. If it does.
It is time to go home, and I am doing just that. And hello, Don.
I think I doubled with Dave, and I was asking the same thing. So drive safe. I think the storms are through here now.
Yeah, it's skirted north of us, so we didn't have much. But I heard Waterford got pretty impressive winds.
I was here working from home today, and it was exciting. Anyhow, Dave?
Yeah, it just skirted through here. I thought it was going to hit us, but it went to the north of us, but we got the winds and then some rain, and then it was over.
Hey, Dave, how are you operating right now? Are you RF on the 2.6 or what?
Yeah, I'm RF right now into Mount Clemens. Why, is it horrible?
Well, there's a setting is wrong somewhere. I don't think it's not you. Don, how are you operating? What's your status right now?
I am on an old ICOM handheld in my family room on Phil's repeater.
Okay, and how does Dave and I sound to you, audio-wise?
Dave's a little lighter than you, and you were a little lighter than Phil just was when he was in here.
All right, I think I've got a local repeated audio problem. because Dave is very, very quiet through the listening to the transmitter. I don't think that's manifesting on your end. And the other gentleman that was in there testing with Phil was really light too. And I'm guessing that I'm very light to Dave compared to you. Is that correct, Dave?
To add a comment.
Go ahead.
Sorry to be that guy. So, Sean, just now on your transmission, if I flip between the Warren repeater and Phil's repeater, you're louder on Phil's repeater. Your audio sounds about right, maybe just a hair light. But on the Warren output, it's pretty light. And yeah, that other station was hard to hear, actually. Very, very light. So, anyhow, sorry about jumping in. Dave?
I need to shout into my microphone. How's this?
Unfortunately, it sounds like there's a limiter in there anyway, so it's holding it back, but I get the idea. Yeah, and Dave just now was lighter on the Warren repeater than he is on the West Bloomfield repeater. Kind of the same thing that's happening on your end, Sean. So I think I know what you're thinking, and I think you might be right.
Yeah, I've got some sort of repeat audio issue or something. It's really, really light through the repeater, so I'm going to have to figure that out. Maybe I'll just try bumping it, do a reboot, see if that helps it. But don't know why. I'm going to have to check into that.
Yeah, Don, you sound good to me. You sound perfect audio level. But I'm guessing you're going in a Phil's machine.
Yeah, I'm just on a handheld, so I'm doing RF direct into Phil's machine from here.
Yeah, and I'm kind of cheating a little bit. I'm doing a cross-band repeat type thing, so I wonder if, you know, I might be lowering my volume by doing that.
I went to superimpose all the blame.
See if I can
it always works to blame the repeater.
The repeater.
Sean?
So, hang loose for a few, but I got to find some place to pull over here.
I'm going to jump out and get back to work. I just heard repeater stuff, so I had to jump in. I'll catch you guys later. Dave, KBB.
All right, there was a double there, but okay, Don's got work to do. We'll catch you later. And Dave, hold on a second. If you could, I'll be back in a couple minutes. I got to see if I can log into this thing and reboot it.
Hey, standing by. KF Beta.
W8EAP.
Yeah, hold on, Eric. Dave, are you there now?
Yes, KF8S.
All right, I'm not sure it's 100%, but it sounds better, I think. Anyhow, if the monkey was the one I get.
Going on, Eric.
I just wanted to check on the HOIP phone. So this isn't going to help.
No, it's all repeat audio. Everything going out to the network and everything coming in. You know, it's all good. The only thing is just what gets repeated out is pretty light. But interestingly, what's coming in from the network is going out fine. So it's just what's going coming in on the local receiver. So, and I think I have that. I think I have RX Boost on, and it's pumped all the way up, and it's still, if I'm not mistaken, I got to double check that.
So just to let you know, I'm on UMP, not on 2600. I'm on UMP.
Oh, that's interesting. You're pretty light there. Huh. All right, well, I'm not going to try to troubleshoot while I'm trying to drive. So I'll figure it out when I get home. But there's something not right being transmitted by the 2-6. Eric sounds good on the Hoyt phone, so, and Phil sounded really good, and Don sounded really good, but you're very, very light, so. And I don't think it's necessarily you, but that doesn't make sense then, because those are all the same path, the same audio path.
Well, just for fun, now I'm going directly into the repeater. Before I was doing a cross-band repeat, now I'm going in direct.
Yeah, it still seems light. Eric, you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
All right, well, enough on all that. I'm not going to troubleshoot while I'm driving, as I said. So it just starts to get confusing. All right, leave it at that. Deal with it when I get home.
Roger that. KF8S in the area.
W8 EAP back to work.
November, Lima, Sierra, Whiskey 4, X-ray, Echo Delta. W3, LNS, W4, XED.
NADDF.
How'd you fare the storm?
The repeaters are very quiet today. You'll have to turn your volume up.
I noticed that. I just cranked the volume on my radio because I could barely hear you. I wonder why.
I have my theories, but I'm not allowed to say it.
Okay.
I don't want to anger the people outside the area.
Someone's always mad about something.
Yeah, well anyways, all the weather's through here. Now the cleanup.
Yeah, it was nice enough to come in and cause my building to brown out and knock out half of my system, so I spent the last, I don't know, when did that come through, 45 minutes ago? I've been running around like a Chinese fire drill, getting everything back up online.
Well, hopefully you got the critical stuff on UPS's.
Yeah, Oliver, our infrastructure was fine. It was all the the signage and the displays and, this video wall, that video wall, and they're all manual configuration because the way they're set up, so it wasn't like I could just turn it back on and they were good. And they're all ran by PCs, so, uh-oh. What is going on here? It's telling me it's going to take forever to get home, and I just saw a utility truck burning up the shoulder here on Hall Road westbound.
Yeah, probably some down wires, I'm guessing.
All the lights out at Plank.
do one of my things. Be back. Okay, Beta.
NADBF, standing by.
Yeah, I get those little bike hooks in my garage. Because I didn't think anybody was going to ride these old bikes. And then we had a play date where kids came over. And I had them all stacked in the corner because I'm organizing my garage.
I had, I didn't have the rope ones, the pulley ones, but I did have the rubberized hooks, the screw-in hooks at my old house, and they were super, super good for getting stuff up out of the way. I actually wish I could still do that, but I have, like, I think they're 12 or 13-foot ceilings in my garage, so I can't reach anything without a ladder. But I think I'm going to get some of those hanging rafters and stuff, some stuff up there that I don't use hardly ever, you know, like backpack sprayer and things that you use once or twice a year.
That'd be a good idea. And then if you put a shelf or something, then you could put the hooks underneath the shelf.
Exactly. So I need to get on that, but I've got a laundry list of things that need to get done this spring, and they're going a lot slower than I'd had hoped.
Yeah, well, they say it takes about 2 years to settle into a new house or whatever, because you gotta, not everything's the way you want, and then you change your mind. But yeah, I'm going through a round of that. I have a garage door being weird, not closing right. I have a screen door in the back that you gotta adjust the little wheels on the track. I learned that today. And, you know, some other miscellaneous stuff.
Everything takes time. I hung a TV in the bedroom this weekend and had to relocate power for it, and it's just, now I got shelves I got to hang. She was doing wallpaper on one of the walls in the bathroom or the laundry room, so I don't think you're ever fully settled into a house, but I'm looking forward to it.
In about a decade when the kids move out.
Yeah, I already told my wife, I'm like, we are not going to be those parents that have a 24-year-old living with them like my sister is.
Your sister still lives with your parents, or she's got a 24-year-old? No, he's got to be, she's not old enough, right?
Right, she's 24, drives my mom's car, lives at my mom's house, eats my mom's food, is on my mom's phone plan, is on my mom's health insurance. And I was like, yeah, no, I left when I was 17. I'm not saying my kids got to leave that early, but, you know, 19, 20, if you're not away at school, you better figure it out and get out.
Not in a hurry to kick them out. I'm just saying, yeah, they just need to have a plan. As long as they have a plan, if they're in college, whatever, you know, then you can live here as long as you're going through school and all that stuff.
Oh, tough talk. You'll let them live there as long as they need.
It's a cycle.
I don't know. I got the boot at 17, and I'm glad I did, because I'm leaching bouncing out of both my sisters because they're still on the silver spoon. They don't know how to do anything for themselves.
John.
Yeah, we doubled there. I was going to say, yeah, I had the tough talk too, but my daughter couldn't wait. She was out as soon as she could, pretty much. And my son, he lingered a while. But I never really wanted him out. I wanted him to do well, you know. And I know part of, like, cutting ties and kicking them out on their butt forces them to, you know, sink or swim. But, yeah, you know, as a parent, you'll soften up on that a little bit. As needed, or you won't need to, and then it'll be, you can go to your grave thinking you would have sent them out on their cold, in the cold.
I was just thinking maybe
I didn't have a choice. I graduated from high school, and it was either take a scholarship and go play lacrosse in Maryland, which I did, and hated it, and transferred, or go to Ferris State, which is where I transferred to. There was no option of coming back home. And then even I came home
the first summer I graduated, I came home for, I think it was less than 2 months, and they were like, you need to get an apartment, you need to get out. And I love my parents, we're super tight, which is the funny thing. Like, it wasn't like, we hate you, get out of our house. It was like, you need to figure your shit out, get out of the house.
Yeah, it does promote a certain amount of sufficiency.
Pedal on my bike out. There we go. Sean, did the volume get kicked down on these repeaters? I feel like I have it like at 89% here.
Just the 2.6. Is that what you're on now? Because you're good and loud. What about me? Am I okay?
Yeah, Warren seems okay. It seems a little bit quieter, but it's not as bad. When I was on UMP, it was like I had my volume almost all the way up. So I don't know what's up with that or if it's me or what's going on.
Yeah, we had some issues earlier. Phil was trying to adjust his repeater. He just put it back online, and I noticed things were kind of wonky, and I'm not sure what. I've been driving, and I just stopped at the store, but I haven't gotten home yet. I mean to sit down and, you know, maybe I'll log in and generate some tones and see what's what. But there's something going on. I don't know what it is. And, yeah, Dave's been really light in the UMP all day. Or, well, since I left work. And I don't know how we are coming back, but, yeah, there's something. I don't know what.
For some reason, that they're needing retuning. I know that's not reality, though.
You doubled a little bit there. Who was the other station with Dakota?
Sorry about that. I keep waiting for you guys to slow down. It's a great conversation. It's been Whiskey 8, Golf India Oscar. Just caught the tail end of the kid conversation. And with one that just graduated college and one that I'm going to pick up this weekend from Clemson, I will say that the nice thing when they're home is the fridge has food in it, if you know what I mean.
And then if you got a pool in the backyard, they bring their girlfriends home.
See, there's benefits. There really is benefits.
KKKGO.
Hello, Tom. Hello, Ben. Got Dakota and Dave out here as well. I'm just on my way home, stopped at the store to get a few little odds. And as I went to the store yesterday, we got this shopping list that we share between us. And, you know, whenever my wife puts something on it, you know, it updates on my phone. And then when I go to the store, I just bring it up. And I tell her, I says, if I go to the store, if it's not on that list, and I come home and you say, did you get this or did you get that? If it wasn't on the list, I didn't get it. And if I didn't bring it home, it wasn't on the list. So yesterday I go out, I get everything on the list. I come walking in, she goes, you didn't get butter. I said, it wasn't on the list. Yes, it was. I go, no, it wasn't. Why would I have not gotten it if it was on the list? You know, so anyhow, so I had to go back today and go get this stuff. Oh, man. Anywho, who else deals with that? Let's see. We haven't heard from Dave in a while, then over to Dakota. Oh, no, we got to get Tom in. Tom, then over to Dave, then over to Dakota, then back to Ben.
I feel for you, Sean. It's the same way. I go and get what's on the list, and she goes, did you get this? I'm like, no, it wasn't on the list. She says, well, can you go get it? I'm like, no, it's 15 minutes away. Forget it. Get it on the next shopping day. And my coworker, Brad, who's standing here next to me, he's laughing his dear ear off listening to this conversation because his wife is the same way. KCAKGO, off to the next.
Howdy, I'm going to sit back for a little bit just because it's very windy and you're just going to hear a bunch of wind noise. So I'll be listening off to Dakota. KF8S, I'll be on the side.
I used to have a shared list with my wife and I thought it was like the handiest thing ever, and then I don't know what happened, but I don't go to the grocery store anymore. I got lucky. But there's a flip side to that, to where I'm at her mercy of what comes home. And sometimes I open the fridge or the cupboards and I'm like, what do you want me to eat?
Yeah, that's me as well. Also, too, I found that if you take the list but you embellish and pick up stuff, impulse buy, you don't have to do as much shopping thereafter. It actually works out in my favor.
There you go. I'd like to get to, like, a happy medium. I'd like to start doing more online, get more of a response. I told my wife, I said, look, I go, if you say, oh, I need Kleenex, go get it off Amazon. It's as cheap as you're going to find it. You'll have it on the porch the next morning. Let's do more of that. You know, paper products, things like that. And then I'll just go for like the expendables. Lunch meat, bread, milk. Butter. Stuff like that. And I do like going to the store because like I picked up some sushi today. So I wouldn't get to do that. And I wouldn't do sushi through Amazon, I don't think. So I do like going, but it's nice to be able to go and just get like those little, bread, milk, eggs, things like that, and then the other stuff. We switched to Chewy for dog food, many moons ago, and oh God, I hated that. Not because I love buying, stuff for my animals and my pets and that, but it just seemed like when I went grocery shopping, it just put the emphasis on just. I had two huge dogs, two cats. And it would just put the emphasis on just how much it cost me. And I don't care, but it's just like, oh, I hated that part. get out of there and it's like, all the money we're spending on this animal food. I just do it on Chewy now. It's out of sight, out of mind. And they're great. They deliver everything fast as lickety-split. So, over time. But then, circling back on the kids conversation, So, you got any hard, fast rules, about the, GTFO, or is it like, whatever, benefits aside, you got any, or you just, I'm guessing that you figure they'll probably have enough tools that they'll be, that it'll just work itself out. But I didn't really have any hard, fast rules with mine. It worked out with one. It didn't work out with the other. It was there a little longer than I expected. But when it comes back around. Anyhow, Tom, over to you. I think we're on groceries or boot the kids to the curb. Your choice. Fielder's choice or both.
Well, my son moved out last July, and he's closing on his house with his girlfriend this week. Daughter is 27. She's still with me, but she's saving up funds, and she shares some of the wealth in regards to, satellite and internet and, food and stuff like that, and dog food, because she has her dog in her house. But she's working on moving out within the next year, if not sooner, so we'll see how that goes. Off to the next KCHJO. This is a fun conversation today.
Yeah, for sure. WATIO, Ben, Rochester. Sean, it's weird. So my oldest graduated from Marquette in May of last year. So he's been home almost a year. Our rule was we pay for 3 years, they have to pay for the fourth year. And while I pay for Grand Valley tuition, they both ended up going out of state, costing us an arm and a leg, right? So both have, pretty good chunks of student debt, so I'm not really opposed to having them around. I know when we were empty nests, the fridge was empty, and we would just, pick and choose whatever. Julie and I never really had any kind of plan, it seemed. But when the boys are home, there's tons of food in the fridge, and I love my kids. They're great. There'll come a point, I'm sure, where it's like, yeah, GTFO, but for now, I'm good with it. Number two kid, we're going down to Clemson. On Friday, I got to drive down with a flatbed trailer to go trailer one of his cars back, and Julie's flying down to help him clean his apartment because he's incapable. We don't want to leave him for 4 months in the summer heat down there with just stuff all over the place. But it's my two. You hope they figure it out. I was like Dakota. I was out when I was 18, and I had paid for my school myself and did everything else. But at this point, I love them too much. I love having them around, and they'll figure it out. But if they start becoming a burden, I have no issues whatsoever giving them the Heisman. But anyway, so that's that. Back really quick on the 26. I was picking you guys up on my subby antenna here in the truck, loud and clear in Birmingham. So, and I'm at Crooks and 59 right now. So, and I've only got the little antenna, and it seems like you guys are coming in great. I'm not having any volume issues on 26.
Go ahead, Dakota.
Maybe it's just the extra noise from the wind because it's 23-mile-an-hour gust right now, and the truck just sounds like it's in a wind tunnel. But I have, I don't know, maybe it's at where it's usually at. I don't know. I don't pay attention to it too much, but it just seemed like it was a little quiet when I initially got in the truck, but who knows, it's probably fine. And yeah, Ben, I was, I'm still paying off my freaking student loans and had my first apartment and all that stuff, and I don't know. I don't want to, because you always say the rule of thumb is you want to give the kids a better life. Well, I also want to prepare my kids. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you all have
productive members of society, so that's all the difference, right? I mean, I know I got buddies of mine that still are getting money from their parents, and they're 31 years old, and it's like, you like driving that car that your dad paid half of? Like, I just can't wrap my head around that. But I did sell the 500. I just dumped it off to a local Lapeer guy. He's using it for Aries, and I think just portable UHF, VHF. I dumped it for like $350. And I got an FTM 150 RAF in the truck, and I absolutely love the thing. So all's well that ends well.
Well, I think that brings me back in around. So I'm home. I'm going to get inside and drop off the groceries and check in and all that good stuff. And I will be back in here momentarily. It sounded like Ben was getting where he was going. So Tom and Dakota, leaving it with you guys and be back in a bit. W8FU. Tom?
Yeah, I think Tom said he had to jump off for a minute, so I'm almost home as well, so I will catch you guys. It was a great conversation. Really appreciate it. Dakota, at some point I want to pick your brain on things that I'm working on from our farm up in Mount Pleasant, so I'll pin you at some point in the future on that one. But with that, Whiskey A Golf is the Oscar. You guys have a lovely afternoon, and 73.
All right, good talking, everybody. I'm almost home, too, so I'm going to clear out as well, and I'll probably be back out here in a bit. N8DDF.
Ben, are you still there?
Yes, Roger.
NHVIC, Jack. How you doing, Ben? I haven't heard from you.
Yeah, sorry about that. I've been actually traveling a lot. I was in Florida last week on business, and I just seem to have been on the road a lot. But I did hear you out there. I was trying to jump in that conversation. I heard you got your ticket, so congrats, man. Welcome to the dark side.
Thank you, Ben. Anyhow, that's all I want to say. Hi, how are you? And that's all for now. Roger.
Yeah, for sure. Good talking to you, and we'll catch up soon. I got to try and catch up with you guys for breakfast one of these days. Whenever I'm home on the weekend, it seems like every weekend I'm up at the farm. So, anywho, I'll catch you guys later. Whiskey A Golf, India, Oscar, clear.
Good to hear you, Oscar, AFA-DRC. AF8DQP, seeing if I can hit the repeater.
W8FU. Yeah, you won't believe this. That storm that went through there took out my stepper.
How so? What do you mean by took out?
A big tree limb fell on it. Busted the end off.
Oh, boy. Yikes.
Yeah, I think it can be repaired. Fortunately, everything was retracted and powered off, so it's just the tubing. I'm probably going to have to rebuild that end.
ARRL insurance or probably not necessary.
Yep, I do have that, and that will cover it. So I just got to find out what's going to cost to fix.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. That's a pain. But you got coverage, so I
guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, you know, I was at the computer site when this happened, and it rained a little bit, no big deal there. I come home, and there's all kinds of things down the backyard, and my wife says, you see what's in the backyard? I went out there and looked, oh, crap. The big, huge branch is laying against my tower, and it went right through the end of the bow tie, basically, and took out that end.
Well, I guess it could have been worse. So, well, have to see how it goes. But I got to jump out of here. I just heard you call, and I was walking by, but I've got something I have to take care of. I'll be back in a bit. W8FU.
Alrighty. Catch you later. AD here.
It does sound pretty, Phil.
Sir, what was that?
I said your radio does sound pretty.
I've never heard it called pretty before. Okay. I'm impressed then.
There you go. Yeah. That storm patched a big punch when it came through. I mean, we were getting pretty significant hail and everything else like that, but it only lasted about 2-3 minutes. But, you know, I thought, oh boy, I hope this thing isn't very big. I just didn't look at the radar. But she came through with a bang. Our office doesn't have power right now, and they said they're not going to get back till tomorrow at 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the afternoon. So we're okay. We got a big generator, so we're fine. She's out there putzing away. It's all good. All right, dude, just wanted to say hi. And have a good evening. NAKBB.
Well, apparently we did have a slight power outage because my light in my office, my fan came on when that only happens when the power glitches. But we have a generator also, but it must have been just a momentary glitch. All right, catch you later. ABAP.
Yeah, I have an older generator. It doesn't tell you if it ran or not. The only way I know is light on the stove is blinking. And I keep it down. I'm quiet and I can't get out.
I'm stuck in traffic and can't move.
You just need to go home when there's no traffic, bro.
Yeah, I know, I was just joking.
You know, I get these people at my work to go in at 6. I go, I get in 3 hours before you, bro. And I'm off at 2:30. Oh, whippy ding for you. We all can't work those hours. We don't want to work those hours. So it's like a big contest. Ooh, the people that get in at 6 a.m., they're more dedicated. F you.
Whoopy ding?
Whoopee-ding!
I could say, well, let's see here. I started at 6 o'clock in the morning. I had a 4-hour drive to come back home by 9 after a 5-hour drive at a couple stops. So we'll something down. Go back out.
did that for several years back in the day, working at Radio Shack and working at the radio station, doing the remote things and unhooking everything, getting back to the station at 4 o'clock in the morning, had to be out the door by 8 o'clock. I did that for a few years. So yeah, I'm done with that. But sometimes you can't control that, you know what I mean? So yeah, it sucks. Sometimes you can control that, sometimes you can't.
I'm on call with you. That's okay for right now. But yeah, that one day, I went up the top. Lucky, early in the morning, 2 or 3 hours before work, grabbed a bite to eat, drove back down, and got home by around between 8 and 9. Just like that, down and called me up and said, hey, we got an emergency run and run here.
End of the string there, repeater-wise. Need a DB20G and a Comet 2x4, and you'll never be out of range. Yeah, you must be getting close to home.
No, I'm at Telegraph in 12 Mile. I was over at Northwestern in 10. I just moved over to Phil's repeater. How do I sound now?
Well, Phil's repeater still's in the dead spots, for sure. Oh, you're sounding great now.
I think Telegraph is like the Outer Banks, I guess, of Warren. So I'll jump over to Phil's repeater for a bit, and then when I get closer to the northeast side, then I'll move back over between Richmond and Warren, or whatever one pops up in my mind at the time.
You know what would be a useful feature? It's a stupid APRS. It would be a useful feature for GPS in your radio to, like, switch repeaters when you're going through an area, like based on your geographical GPS coordinates, it would switch to a different channel. Now, that would be a useful use of GPS. Huh. Maybe some radio already has that. Wouldn't that be cool, though?
Oh, that'd be a nice added feature. I mean, I got it on DMR. It says MI5 Roam. So all I'm going to do is hit the mic, and it picks up whatever one is close. But for analog, it's probably going to be a little bit more difficult to do it. Are you joining APRS or what? I'm on there with Wally.
Analog radios can do the same thing. They're just a little different, but they can do it. And if it was just by GPS, how would it know which repeater?
You would pre-program it. When you get in this area, it goes to this repeater. It would be a programmable feature, but yeah. I forgot about the roaming feature. I don't utilize that because I don't roam. I don't roam anywhere where I would hit any different repeaters for MI5, I don't think. I was surprised that N9KOP up in Mayo was in MI5. I did not realize that until the other day.
I guess depending on what type of radio you have, that's how the GPS works. It's in there. I mean, I think it's a neat feature. I'm all for, you know, techie stuff. So, but I don't mind, you know, going between a couple channels. I only got 40 of them on this I'm on Atlanco, and I know exactly who's is who's and what is what kind of thing now.
Great. Now that you said Rome, I got that B-52 song stuck in my head now.
Well, sorry about that. Just remember, you can roam if you want to.
Yep, roam around the world on Top Group 91.
Yeah, that actually is a pretty good one of their, some of my favorite songs of them, actually. But yeah, you don't hear it that often. But I think it's in my rotation on one of my my music thumb drives, so for the car. But yep. Now I know that some of the higher end Uniden scanners have a GPS, and it just kind of, when you're driving, it kind of switches over to different systems. I know that. It's an option, though. Everything's an option with a Uniden scanner. It's like a $100 option for DMR. It's just crazy.
FYI, we have a few MI5s this year up north. We got Mayo, Hackleberg, Indian River, and we also have one in Harbor Springs. We have some here.
Hit that for my cottage up north, so that's the one I was kind of focused on. But yeah, Indian River, maybe even Traverse City, maybe. Could be wrong, but I know there's some kind of stuff over there. I'd be surprised if there wasn't anything in Traverse City, but yeah. But I was just thinking of places that I go, you know, I'm up north. So, very good.
Got to where I was going, but I just thought I'd jump in there and say that. City is the Brandmeister. Not true MI5, but you can get on MI5 through Drake's and Traverse City. So, anyways. Yep, Mayo. We have Mayo, Indian River, we call it Hackleberg, and then we have one in Harbor Springs. Keep it SWR.
SWR, I want to thank you for having those up there. I said it'd be for the enjoyable drive when I got to go up that way once in a blue moon. I got radio on DMR, and then for FBI, the links, I can get as high as Connie, I think, on 225. KGO Friday.
Yes, 444025. 742775 Mayville, 443750 in Township, and I don't remember what falls is. There's a few of them around that connected to the analog stuff. Very interesting. Folks looking at me wondering why I'm not in there eating supper. Keep it up to here.
You out there?
Yes, I am out here. I'm trying to figure out why the rightmost lane is backed up, making a turn, but like the leftmost lane, which is three lanes over, is also stopping because the other lane is stopping. people. Oh my God! It's almost like the same principle as gawking, you know.
Toronto. I'm stuck on Telegraph, just north of 14. And, yeah, when you get a chance, I mean, I found the other, I went to the, what is it, the CMN, WHCMN.net, looked up all the UHF listings there, got all those programmed into my radio. Wally sent me up with the MI5 DMR, and I just keep going through and hit the repeaters as I go. I've hit the main one. I've hit the one in Danville, heading out towards Grand Rapids. You know, but I travel a lot here and there, depending on the week or the month or what the situation is, kind of thing. So, besides that, I carry an open spot once in a while with a modem. That way, at least I'm on MI5 through DMR that way. But with the roaming on the Motorola, I put that back at the house where it belongs.
Yep. Yeah, I have all that in my code plug. I just don't have those channels in my zone. But yeah, I have all that. Someone made a... Whoever I got this code plug from, it has thousands and thousands of systems in it. It's just ridiculous. So I just, you know, selected certain ones for my zones. But yeah, if I can make another zone. You know. Anywho, I got to call Jack. So I'll be back in a bit. WAEAP.
I'll be here on the side. PACKGO.
KFA, Lee Wild.
November 8, Papa Uniform Golf. I'm mobile. I didn't catch that call, sorry.
This is KFAAYL. My name's Ken.
Hey, Ken. My name is Tim. Just riding home from the golf course, and I thought I'd see if anybody's out here on the radio.
The golf course. Nice. That warm, huh?
It did start out that warm. A little last hour, it dropped quite a bit. When I started golfing, it was about 84 degrees, and now it's 61. So it definitely dropped a lot. Had to throw on the sweatshirt. Didn't golf very well at all, so that was my night. Chunking some irons around, but that was about it.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. Golf all about, you get one or two good shots a year that keeps you golfing, and then the rest of the time you're like, why can't I hit that shot that I shot a little bit ago? Yeah, it's, like 45 degrees here now where I'm at. I'm up in Bird's Run here.
Oh yeah, a friend of mine lives in Taymouth, which is just a little west of Bird's Run there. So I imagine it's probably just cold for him. That's funny that it's that much of a difference. I'm leaving Clarkston now. I'm heading back into Burton up by Flint, but yeah, it's amazing how much of a difference there is in temperature.
Yeah, I'm actually west of town. I'm in Taylor Township. But, it was
it was really warm today, but then it, yeah, the last, like, 3 hours, it's tanked. Wife's got to bring in her tomato plants. She bought a bunch of tomato plants the other day, and now she's got to bring them in. It's supposed to be 32 degrees tonight. They got frost warnings.
Yeah, I'd have to say this is probably my least but also favorite time of spring. Just kind of wish it would ease into the high temperatures instead of giving us, you know, 80 one day and then 40 the next. It is not fun.
Well, it is still April, so I think it's probably been early for the 70, 80 degree stuff. That we had the last couple of days.
Yeah, you're not kidding there. You're right. I guess I should be thankful for the warm days that we do get, since I spend a lot of time outside while I'm at work. I've been thankful for the warm days, that's for sure. Looking forward to the solid warm days and the long nights. Summer is one of my favorite seasons, right next to fall.
Yeah, I'm actually debating whether we got a little morel mushroom patch that likes to come up on the side of our yard. It's the only one around here, and I'm like, should I pick those things tonight? Because it's supposed to get pretty close to freezing. Maybe I should go pick those things before they get wrecked.
Yeah, as thin as they are, might not be a bad idea. I mean, are they a decent size, worth picking to eat?
Oh yeah, definitely, but it's always just this little patch, you know, they always say where there's one, there's more, but there are no others around here. I scoured this woods where I'm at, and it's just one little patch. It just comes up every year. We always get enough just for one meal for two people. That's what we get. It's like a, you know, 8, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 mushrooms or so, varying sizes. But, you know, yeah, those things shrink to nothing when you cook them. So you need a whole bunch of them to make a meal. But, yeah, we always get enough just for one meal for two.
Yeah, that's a favorite pastime of mine. I've been meaning to get up to my buddy's house at this time right now and go scour his wood, too. He lives off of Bell Road, a little 35-acre chunk there, and I've never gotten up there this time of year, but we're talking about turkey hunting, too, so I should probably get up there and do both, hunt morels and turkey.
Yeah, I got you on that one. Yeah, the turkeys are running around here. We see the turkeys. They're coming around. Some of the deer are coming around, starting to grow their horns again too. So, but yeah, not hunting them till the fall again, of course.
Yeah, that's probably one of the reasons I love fall so much. Get to sit out in the woods and just enjoy it. I did see some nice ones out there. Got a couple good ones on camera, but only at night. But. Yeah, I'll be checking pictures now, looking for antler sprouts. That's always fun to watch them start off as little nubs and then, you know, work their way up to full-blown adult antlers, and then once they go through their whole rubbing phase, it's all really a neat thing to watch.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. It's pretty interesting. I watch it all the time. Yeah, they're starting to come in now. They just got little nubs. It's actually pretty interesting this year. There's a couple of deer that were still holding on to their antlers till like early March. It was really weird. And yeah, then they dropped them. But yeah, now they're starting to regrow them again. And they just got the little nubs on the top. And you can tell the bucks and the does on the cameras when. Come in, the pictures,
couple little nubs up there. He's like, oh yeah, they're going to grow. That's a buck. Yeah, I can hear the voice, but you're breaking up pretty bad. I can't tell what you're saying. KF80YF.
Now it's actually in between three movies, 3 and 4. Four was when they got the plans to the Battlestar, and Princess Leia gave it to them, episode 4. And then Rogue One was them getting the plans. So this would be before Rogue One. So it'd be in between episodes 3 and 4 in the movies. Episode 3, this was happening, and then, yeah, you get it, you know what I'm talking about. Anywho, I'm home, WAEAP.
NAWOT. How's it going, Mike?
All right. How you doing?
Doing okay. Sorry I missed you when you brought the trailer back. I had a meeting in the conference call I was on this afternoon, so it must have been then.
No stress. I had Jamie with me. We dropped it. We drove away from it. It rolled about 10 foot. We pushed it back in by hand and stuck a rock under one of the tires. Apparently, I didn't have enough tongue pressure down on the ground to hold it in one spot.
Whoops.
Kind of what I said. So, if you keep seeing new scratches on your driveway, that explains them.
Get the stuff you needed to move?
Yep. Yeah, we got today's load done. I still got two tractor tires to move and haul, but I'm not in a hurry to do them. That'll be like, next week or something.
Yep. Did you do anything with your carport thing?
Opened the box, looked at all the sheets. All the sheets of steel.
When are you going to start on that project?
Tomorrow. Just a maybe. I don't know what time the containers are getting here tomorrow. Jamie said if I come on and got him, he'd come out and give me a hand. He likes helping me. He learns. That's what he tells me. I like coming out and helping you. I like coming out and helping you, old man. He says, you teach me a lot. I need to learn.
That sounds like a good kid.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, come home and we worked on his chainsaw. He put the new little primer ball in it and stuff and still couldn't get it to run. And I said, I'll tell you what, there's one more attempt. I says, we'll go online and we'll order a new carburetor for it. I says, we'll put a new carburetor on it. If that doesn't solve the problem, it's time for you to find a different chainsaw.
Yeah? Did you order it yet? Last time I looked for a carburetor, it was for like a weed whacker. I think the carburetor was like $6.
I went all out. I ordered a $20 one. It came with a new spark plug, new air filters, new primer ball, new fuel line, new fuel filter.
Well, hopefully that'll do it. The last few times I've had to do it, it's always wound up being the fuel line. Turned to mush, collapsed, came apart, whatever.
Yeah, it was the first thing we changed out is all the fuel lines on it. We did that. We did that a couple weeks ago. It's been a couple weeks since he's been out here. You know, me being the idiot that I am, I have, you know, a bit of all that little itty-bitty fuel line in stock because, you know, people are always saying, can you look at this?
Yeah, I did that with that little wood shark chainsaw that I have that I pretty much gave up on. I don't know. I'll get back to it one of these days. Changed all the fuel lines because they were basically just all came apart. Chainsaw wouldn't run. Pain in the butt, but I got new fuel lines in it. Got it started, ran, and then it quit running. Couldn't get it started. Tried starting fluid, tried everything, wouldn't run. Then came back to a couple days later, started right up and ran. And then quit again, and that's kind of where it's at. I'm not sure what's wrong with it.
Wonder if it's losing spark after it runs a little bit.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but yeah, maybe I've got a wire that's loose or something. There is, I think, an on-off switch on there.
Yeah, sometimes the way they do on-off switches on those chainsaws is just pretty funky, you know.
Yeah, this was a cheap chainsaw I bought new many years ago. It's got me out of a lot of jams, but, you know, it's a tiny little thing. It works, but I really like my new saw.
Olivia. I don't know if the wife's going to join us tonight or not. Last night she said she turned it up, heard us talking, and heard we were having a good conversation and turned it back down.
Oh, I'm listening. KCATYW.
How's it going, Carrie? How's work?
Well, sorry for yawning. Just got done doing a job change, so I got the machine up and running and ran out the door.
Well, at least you got your job change in that you were talking about, huh?
Yeah, I knew every night when I got thinking about it. I knew I'd get it at some point, so, yeah. It's all good. Day shift will get the next one, and it will be already up and running by the time I walk in there tomorrow.
I didn't get out much today, but it seemed like it was a pretty nice day.
Well, you didn't miss much earlier today. It was pretty hot. It was like that up to like 84 degrees. I think it started cooling down, and I'm not really sure, but I can tell you it started cooling down at work about 9 o'clock, so, you know.
It was funny, Sharon. I said that, Sharon is just telling me, well, you weren't out when it was early, and, you know, earlier when it was all hot and everything. and you mentioned it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of glad when it cooled down a little bit in there. Upstairs was, I had problems with feeder once. I didn't send the really hot part of the morgue today when I got in there up on the third deck most of the time, and it was blazing up there. In the summer, it gets about 130 in there, so, yeah, it's fun.
Because Karen says, don't forget your neck fan.
Oh, yeah, I still got it.
Keeps it in the back seat of her car. I don't blame her. So she left it at work, it would disappear.
Yeah, Sharon keeps hers out at the trailer.
Well, I was telling Mike, I think yesterday, you know, that one week in there when it was when it got real hot last summer, you know, I guess 130 or so in there. And I worked every day in that temperature. Well, my sister was having a girl day at the lake that Saturday. And I texted her and told her, I'm not showing up. Well, she kind of got upset with me. So I called her and told her, look it. I worked in 130 degrees all week. I'm not going to go sit in the sun in another 100 degree day because it just happened to be 100 degrees that day. Oh, I am not doing it. I'm staying home.
Yeah, we're all nodding our heads here for you. We agree with you.
Bobby, I want to go sweat.
Some days when I was working, I'd come home from work and I'd be so worn out. When I got home, I'd put the truck in park and I'd literally fall asleep in the car. And my wife would come out and wake me up and say, honey, you're home. You need to come in the house.
I remember that. You'd have the air conditioning inside the truck full blast. It's just sound asleep.
Holy cow, that was something else.
Well, like I keep telling everybody, it was nothing for me to put in 12s, you know. Hours to get there, and then 12 hours there, and an hour to get home. That's 14 hours in the heat. I would be just, you know, I'd be wiped out too.
Ever. Yeah, well, that's what it is. We all probably been there at one point or another in our lives.
Yeah, I worked at a factory, a stamping factory in Lansing called Uptilt, I think, back in the day. They did a lot of bumpers and so on. And I was hired in as a die maker's apprentice. And, man, that was some rough work, and that shop was, I mean, they would hire derelicts to run those machines, and the whole place was an accident waiting to happen. We worked long shifts. Being the apprentice, I had the crappiest job, die cleaning, die repair. It was just absolutely horrible work.
Well, I'm sure we've all done some shit jobs growing up.
Yeah, that was my first job after getting out of the service. I thought I could, because I had a lot of industrial arts vocational training, I thought that was going to be a good deal for me, but it just really turned me sour on that whole career.
Yeah, during the summer in there, it doesn't even cool down. You stay over and work on midnight shift, it's still, 100, whatever. It just never cools down in the summer.
Yeah, I remember this was sad too, and I think the worst part about the job was you go in early and you get out late and you'd never see daylight. It was just horrible.
Yeah, well, working in Whitmore Lake, then I got to drive into the sun all the way to work and then drive into the sun all the way home every day.
Yeah, when I worked in Brighton, that's kind of, I had certain times of the year were like that. I drove east in the morning and west when I got out.
Yeah, yesterday, I think, what's today? Today's Tuesday, isn't it? Maybe it was Sunday. I don't remember what day it was. Anyways, me and Wifey, we were driving back from the farm store, and I grabbed some stuff, and we got on the expressway in Fowlerville to head back toward Lansing. You know, we're just going to jump on the expressway there and then get back off in Williamston. We looked over at the eastbound side. The eastbound side wasn't even moving. I looked at her, I said, yeah. Damn it. Glad we didn't go that way. I got to find my pop. We heard all the lights and sirens and stuff. I don't remember where we were when we heard them, but she said, man, that's a lot of sirens. I said, yeah, it sure is. I said, I wonder where they're at, you know. Yeah, I had to go yesterday because I got on the expressway and went back toward Lansing, and you went to work.
Yep, that's true. But Sunday when we were heading back from Heartland, we were in the sun. Yeah, the sirens were on the other side of the expressway.
Yeah, and there's that certain time of day, you know, where you're driving into the sun and nothing helps. You can't get the visor right. It's just kind of bad.
Yeah, they need an extension on some of these visors or like sunglasses or something you could fold down. Because, I mean, like with me, I'm short, so the visor does me absolutely no good, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't miss that drive. I'm glad I was able to work from home the last years of my, you know, work with them.
Well, that would be a good drive from Lansing to Brighton. I mean, yeah.
Well, starting out, it wasn't that bad, but, you know, over the years, the traffic just got worse and worse.
You mean as all the city people move out to the country, then have to drive back to the city every day to work?
You know, it was funny, too, because sometimes you'd see the same people, you know, you saw. You just get to recognize people that, you know, obviously doing the same thing you're doing.
I ran the same route so much, and you probably did, too, that I could recognize a brand new set of trash going off the road every single day. I would recognize new litter every day.
Oh, yeah. Yep, same deal. You get to know all the back roads, too, in case the traffic gets backed up. Yeah, it was an ordeal.
Use one of my wife's lines tonight. I'm not going to be long for the world today.
You fall asleep in a hot tub?
Not yet. I'm leaning up against it.
The other night, Lance, he kept on, I don't know. He woke me up and told me that it's just
four times.
Hot tub.
Four times.
Fell asleep in the hot tub four times?
Oh, I sleep in it quite a bit, actually.
How's your mom doing, Lance?
Sorry, that broke up on me.
I asked how your mother was doing.
She's doing pretty good. I think she's feeling a little better. She, I talked to her for a little while on the phone, and she was making her dinner, so I let her go eat her dinner. And then she called me back a little while later saying that she, something was wrong with her window. She had her kitchen window open, and she had it propped open with a stick. And somehow, in the process of her, you know, trying to close it, the stick got jammed between the side of the window, between the window and the frame, and she couldn't get it open or close or anything. So I had to drive over there and get it sorted out for her.
Well, I'm glad you got it done.
Does she live close to you guys or no?
Yeah, she's over at Washington and home. She's a couple minutes away. It's not bad at all. But she still lives in the house I grew up in by herself. She's pretty self-sufficient still.
Are you an only child?
Negative. I've got a brother who's about 3 years younger. He lives in DeWitt, though, so usually for this kind of stuff, I get the duty.
Yeah, I guess you would be closer. That's cool. Alrighty, I just pulled in the driveway, so I'm in it clear, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. KCAQYW.
Alright, Carrie, have a good one. Mike, I'm going to jump off too. You guys have a good one. And we'll probably talk to you tomorrow. Thanks again for your help with this trailer, Mike. I super appreciate it. We'll talk to you later. NAWOT.
All right, Lance, you have a wonderful night. Take care of the wifey. Carrie, you have a wonderful night, too. I'll talk to you tomorrow night on your way home from work, and it'll be clear.